Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good night to all those who tune in to this, the Great Journey Podcast, and I am your trail guide, Luke Keesh. Here is where we go down the strange, bizarre, and dark paths and trails of the unusual happenings and people which fill this world and try to uncover the truth of what goes on in our world. So join me down the path tonight for this, the first intro to the podcast. Means tonight's trail will be an introduction to how I plan to format the podcast, what I plan to bring you from the podcast, and the segments I plan to add to the podcast. So please join me tonight. After the intro, I plan to run a small ad, and this week is for thecrocheteddbeard.com or at etsy.com/crocheteddbeard. Here you can find authentic Native American dream catchers made of fine yarn, made with care and extreme attention to detail. You can get them in 18 different colors and in 3 different styles. And again, it's crocheteddbeard.com or at etsy.com/thecrocheteddbeard. This next segment is supposed to add a little bit of levity to the podcast, which I tend to take on darker and sometimes disturbing topics. So, and this topic I will also title The Undertaker's Fee, which is an anime reference to a certain Aniplex title. And if you know that reference, then you might get where this is kind of coming from. And the first payment of the podcast is this. What happened to the cannibal who showed up late to Halloween dinner? They gave him the cold shoulder. Not the best joke, but at least, like I said, to add a little bit of levity to the topics I discuss and bring a little humor. After the joke, I plan to get into the main topic of the episodes. But first, I would want to take a minute to list some of the influence I have from the podcasting world that inspired me to do this podcast. And the first one, and this is in no particular order of importance or how much they influenced me, is just me going through a list that I kind of went offhand to make. First is going to be Gordon Rothford from Those Conspiracy Guys, Scott Philbrook and Forrest Burgess from the Astonishing Legends group, Sam Tripoli from the Tinfoil Hat podcast, and then both the Unbelievable podcast and the Unbelievers podcast. Eric Dornell's Spooky AS. Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole podcast. And Alien Theorist Theorizing. And there are so many more types of podcasts that have influenced me to decide to finally end up doing my own podcast. And Those Conspiracy Guys is a huge influence on how this is going to be, because I want long formatted episodes similar to what theirs are, because I really want to get into these topics and really dissect them. So with that said, let's get into this week's trail. And for this, I plan to go through basically the topics that I plan to discuss over the podcast run. And for this first episode, I don't think it's going to run the average length of what I plan the podcast to be. This episode should run probably about an hour, maybe an hour and a half to hour 45. But the most topics that I want to cover, I want to really go about 2 hours to 3 hours possibly. And I could split them up into different parts depending on how long they are and if I have guest hosts coming on to talk about the topics too. Generally, for each topic, I plan to go over the timeline of events and set up what happened during a set of dates or time period of when this goes down, or the group involved, or the event that we're talking about that week. And then I would plan to go into the people involved or connected to the topics. Then I will go over theories or possible solutions that others have presented in either podcasts or articles that I've read on the topics. And then after that, we will go into my theories, my thoughts on the topic, and if I have a guest host, they will also list their thoughts and possibilities on it. But right now, since we don't have a particular case or subject to talk about, I decided to go through and make up a list. Again, no particular ordering of the list, it's just me putting my thoughts down and kind of organizing them. And these are going to be a list of the topics with a few examples that I plan to discuss on the podcast, and they are going to be varied week from week. No really connecting order unless if a couple topics kind of line up that I want to talk about. And we'll see down the line, maybe there might be a couple things that like link together that we might want to do as that. And then also listener suggestions, I'll take those too and maybe incorporate those depending if it fits with another topic that I plan to talk about too at the same time. But let's get into this list that I've made up. The first one is ghosts, paranormal, and spirits. This, I will go into haunted places, people, dolls, boxes, poltergeist, white lady, myths of ghosts, and more. Some specific ones I plan to look into are the Queen Mary ghost ship, the Mary Celeste ghost ship, and possibly some evidence on the YouTube channel Nuke's Top 5, since I've seen some good shit on that. And there's some cases related to Ouija boards that we'll check that span the globe, and we will also be taking a look at the Ed and Lorraine Warren couple that have went around to try to debunk and figure out how ghost activity was happening, and with certain cases determine whether the families themselves were doing the cases. And then we will also be looking at certain cursed objects related to ghosts and various things to how to dispel ghosts and certain folklore and mythologies related to the ghosts, because it does span from other mythologies such as Greece, Hinduism, you see it in Celtic lore, you see it in Native American lore, and then we will also be talking about the different types of ghosts that people see nowadays and the different type of apparitions and how we have determined on how to classify them. And then we will also take a look at the equipment that certain ghost hunters use nowadays to find spirits, ranging from the spirit box to EFM to the new way that people use the Xbox Kinect to detect ghosts and various other things in footage. Second, cryptids, monsters. This topic will focus on modern day unknown creatures that are unusual, and I plan to do some that range from the famous to small town creatures that are more local that some people might not have heard about and all that. Some, for example, are Mothman, Bigfoot, the legendary Fae, Banshee, and the Rougarou, and there are so many more. And then with the discussion of cryptids, there's also the footage that people have went around and found with these mythological creatures, such as the Patterson-Gimlin films. Then we will also take a look at how these creatures could be possibly there in these areas like Loch Ness, in some cases where there are theories where there's certain channels leading to the ocean that this creature could possibly come in and out of to sustain its life. And then also with cryptids, you have the ones that kind of are the same but are just called variants in different areas, which we will also take a look at the variants in each area if there are differences between them. It's kind of like the Sasquatch mythology, Bigfoot if you want to call it, because you have like the Yeti in the Ural Mountains and in Asia, then you have just Bigfoot up here in the Pacific Northwest, Skunk Ape down in Florida, and a couple other ones here in the United States that we just kind of categorize as different things, but it's all the same beast. So that'll be up to the discretion. We might kind of just lump them all in at the end. If they're really similar, if there's enough evidence and enough things to talk about, then I can split them up, then I will. Also with cryptids, I really won't be talking much about mythological creatures. It'll be more or less modern day, anything probably 1800s or above in time frame or scale that people have been seeing these things, unknown creatures and various other things, because like I have another topic for mythological creatures themselves, because they kind of fall under a different category because they're more magical and more story based folklore created by certain entities, gods, to toy with humans and kind of do their bidding and various other things. Three, conspiracy theories. And let me state that the conspiracy theories that I plan to discuss will have actual relevant evidence to support their cases, nothing too out there or wild that doesn't have any base claims or any base evidence to go on or work with. And some of the major ones that I plan to at least look at or discuss are the 9/11 conspiracy, the MK Ultra experiments, the moon landing, moon conspiracy, hollow moon stuff, all kinds of stuff with that. The JFK and MLK assassinations, Illuminati, and many, many more. And this topic will also probably discuss more of the darker subjects. There is another couple topics that will also range really dark in the kind of topics we deal with, but so far with conspiracy, I've seen the most messed up and unusual things there. Four will be UFOs, USOs, and reverse engineering. I plan to look into the out-of-this-world encounters with otherworldly beings, crafts, and events, like the Vril, the Ashtar Collective, Majestic 12, the Men in Black, Crop Circles, the Black Knight Satellite, and people like Stan Romanek and others in the UFO community. Similar to that, like the Betty and Barney Hill abductions that were famous. And then you have the encounters that people claim that they have where they've been abducted by aliens. And then you have also the encounters where they willingly go with these alien individuals on prolonged stays or communal trips with them. And then you also have individuals that claim to be in contact with these UFOs or aliens through remote viewing, psychic connections, or telepathic connections in some way. We will also look into that. And then we will also look into the Tom DeLonge UFO stuff that has recently popped up, similar to the recent Bob Lazar stuff and the weird topic relating to Area 51 and the Area 51 raids that were supposed to happen last year, I think, or maybe it's been 2 years now at this point. And then we will also look at the various bases around Area 51 related to Air Force development of secretive crafts that could be tied to the UFOs. Wright Pat Air Force Base, which has heavy presence in the UFO community and lore surrounding certain crafts and stuff that's been taken from Area 51. And then we will also be taking a look at stuff from across the pond in the UK, from Rendlesham Forest to some other ancient sightings of UFOs that date back to Roman times in Greece. And then we will also take a look at some ancient ones from Japan, India. The Bhagavad Gita is filled with references to aliens. I was also a fan of Ancient Aliens as a kid, and we will be dissecting some of their outrageous claims and some that have legitimate presence in it, because sometimes they do point out small facts that do have relevance, but then take it really far out. So we will also be looking at that probably at a point in time. And on to the next. Topic 5 will be mythology, and in this topic I will try to discuss the different stories in ancient topics related to mythology, which is probably most famously the Greeks, Romans, the Celtics, King Arthur and his court, and then I will also be having a mythological minute, which will be in every episode. Either I've discussed it in the earlier part of the episode, or I will discuss it probably again when we get to the segment. More in depth, but for the most part, it will be discussing a piece of mythology, something that I deem that's short enough to be discussed in maybe a 5 to 10 minute little segment at the end of each podcast, and kind of be there more for fun and kind of just as a learning experience, and kind of just to take away something from each episode. And I want to put that in there because it kind of relates kind of to the cryptids and other stuff that we talk about here on the podcast and other topics like that. So it feels like it kind of fits. But with mythology as a main topic, I will probably try to take larger stories or longer stories that I feel that people would be interested in or might be relevant to a topic that we were discussing that week, or in a parted episode where I have more than two parts and I possibly want to break it up. Or maybe something for the holidays or something like that might come up, like Valentine's Day is the first thing that comes to mind with Cupid. I might have a couple stories with him related to mythology and stuff like that, and modern symbology relating to how we celebrate Valentine's Day. And then more or less take a look at how cultures kind of differ in how they tell a similar story, to where you have multiple tellings of the same story just with different characters and different beings, which span the globe. And then we will also take a final look at certain mythologies that have shaped our world and certain religions that have carried over the process of mythology. Zoroastria being one of them, because that is a prominent mythology that has had major influence in modern Christianity, Catholicism, Judaism, and various other religions. Next topic is Sikh religion, and this might be a touchy subject for a lot of people, but I don't mean it that way, and I'm not trying to come off that way towards religion in any way, but there are certain groups or individuals that have taken religion and polluted it, corrupted it in certain ways, like the Mega Million churches with Christianity and various other things, with Martin Luther even having his reformations. That was from the corruption of the Catholic Church, which is still going on today. The pedophilia scandals related to the Catholic Church, which are still going on to this day. All that has ramifications towards the certain topic of religion that I will try to discuss. More of the darker things. Some of the more historical stuff, like in the papacy, where they did in the Catholic Church in England before they split off into their own Protestant Reformation, where they had certain artifacts and stuff that they claimed to be of Jesus Christ's body and certain other holy relics, which were just fake prop, basically. And then also the whole concept of the religions, we might tackle that too at a later date. And then I'm not also just talking about Christianity. We will also put Islam, Judaism, Catholicism, Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Confucianism, and any other types of major world religions in there. Atheism, Scientology will be put into there. Scientism will be put into there. And a couple other ones that might be considered for a major religion, we'd be discussed in there on how they either developed, people that corrupted them. Crusades will be a topic related to, again, Catholicism and Islam. The Holy Land being a major discussion with conspiracies and stuff like that will also be touched on there. And religion will get its own little kind of topic space too. Number 7 is cults. And here I will look at the groups that have been developed by specifically certain individuals, mainly just one person most of the time, and they have developed their own belief systems, creeds, or twisted religions in their own way to coerce others to join their needs and use them, abuse them, and corrupt them for their own malicious intents. And we will also be looking at the way that these cults start and how they're allowed to get to the positions of power that they have, because some of them have had wide-reaching effects in the judicial system, in communities, and social structures in America and other parts of the world. And some of the cults that we will be taking a look at is the Manson family, Onshiriku, which is a group in Japan, which centered around a individual, and then Scientology, 3HO, Branch Davidians, and a couple other groups that have started up here in the United States, either recently or in history. Jonestown is one example of one that we will definitely be taking a look at, since he rose to power in the United States and then moved his cult to other locations outside of the United States. But he is one person that we will be taking a definite look at. And then there will also be individuals that have saved people from these cults, basically, and deprogrammed them from the cult brainwashing that they have inducted into the certain people that have joined these cults, either willingly or unwillingly, depending on the circumstances provided to them at the time. Topic choice 8 will be true crime and unsolved crime. And this is kind of a two-part into a one type of thing, to where I will be looking at true crime as in cases related to the conspiracy side of things, other paranormal or weird cases that kind of don't get seen a lot, or one-time cases or very unique type of cases. And then we will also be looking at cases related to, say, the Clintons, the Epstein people, cases related to high profile people that have gone either unsolved or are kind of vaguely wrapped up into where there's still possibility that there's somebody else out there that could have done this, or there's possibility that there is collaborators involved. And then the unsolved crime kind of goes down the cases of Elisa Lam, the Black Dahlia cases, and the Grimm sisters, all of which are unsolved and very unusual cases in their own rights. Being Elisa Lam being one of the newer ones where you have actual videotapes of something weird going on. And then you have other various cases around the world of different individuals possibly going missing, too, that we will take a look at with Unsolved. Missing 411 is another topic that will be discussed within this type of topic, and will probably get its own episode or multi-part, since that has a lot of details going into the unsolved aspect. And then topic 9 will be serial killers. And with this, I will dive into the pit of madness with these people and what they did, and the brutality and gruesome acts that they committed on others, and in no way to glorify them or honor them, but in some way to bring an understanding in how they turned into these monsters and what can be done possibly to stop others from becoming these types of monsters in the future, and kind of look out for these types of things. And then some examples of the people that I will be getting into are Chikatila, the Toy Box Killer, Ed Kemper, and then some from history that have gone unsolved, like the Villisca Axe Murderer, Jack the Ripper, and then some that have been solved, like the Servant Girl Annihilator, H.H. Holmes. And then there are modern day serial killers that we will get into that are operating nowadays, and there are a couple I think that are still ongoing investigations into, a couple that we will dive into probably in more of a update basis type of thing if we ever do cover that topic. And then on to the next one. And topic 10 will be science. And this I will break down into a couple more subcategories kind of right now, but for the most part, if they're ever labeled anything, they will always be just be labeled science. And that includes space exploration, tech discovery, robotics, species discovery or extinctions that might happen, things related to Antarctica, certain other discoveries in our own world, and then things that are beyond our globe, and then things related to the Tesla group and their accomplishments and further research into their rocketry engineering program, and then other government groups or groups tied to the government like Lockheed Martin and their aerospace engineering department, and various other things. And then also any types of space news type of topics that, like, interesting things like asteroids, modern discoveries, or unusual phenomenon that we've happened to have in our space around us. And I think that finishes up for this topic, and then we'll get into the next couple. And then 11, I kind of label this as my own topic, but it's spiritualism. And it kind of has a broad topic as, like, the spiritualism movement, of course. Mediums, channelers, diviners, tarot card practitioners, crystals, astrology, remote viewing, and a lot of other stuff that really can't be categorized. But I'm going to kind of lump it into this subgenre just for me to organize it easier on the website that I'm trying to create, and for future listeners that want to maybe listen to things by topic instead of by specific things. Now, with all these topics being discussed, we plan to just try to dissect and figure out the truth involved with these events and certain topics that we will discuss, meaning that I won't kind of tend to go with the ones that have less facts involved with it or evidence. If more evidence leans towards a certain topic being a certain way, then that's how we're going to take it, basically. And I will come into most of these with a preconceived notion of what I think happened, because I've heard most of these cases that I will be discussing a lot of the times, multiple different times on different formatted podcasts. But I kind of want to just give my own take to it, basically, because everybody kind of has their own way to think about things, and maybe certain people think of it different ways and come up with different solutions on how they think of it, or they look at the evidence and come to a different discussion point. And that's kind of where I came to a conclusion to do this podcast, was to look at all the facts and evidence involved, because sometimes I disagreed with some of the podcasts that I even listened to, and this is just my way of kind of getting out what I think happened with it, with also relaying the topic involved and all the relevant details to you that's listening to it, so you can also just sit back, have entertainment, and listen to that, and then also come up to your decision. And hopefully these episodes can be long formatted like I discussed earlier, so then basically you're getting a lot of episode base weekly, so you can have a lot to listen to, and hopefully all the topics are to your liking. I hope to try to do seasonal episodes too, like Halloween is coming up, so I'm hoping to get out a Halloween episode too after the Dyatlov Pass episode. But depending on how long that takes, I might span that to a little bit after Halloween or Trick or Treat. So we'll see about that. And then, of course, a Christmas episode, I'll try to come out with that. And it'll be, of course, following our same guidelines. And I might do kind of an old tradition with Christmas, to where you tell ghost stories around the fire and stuff like that. So I might try to do that the first year, or maybe do that, have like a couple ghost stories intermittent with old Christmas rituals and stuff like that. And that's some of the other odd topics that I plan to just take on randomly and stuff like that. And I do plan to have a poll that will usually be up the week that the podcast episode for that poll will come out, and it will have a range of topics. For example, like for a true crime episode, it'll have a list of suspects, probably about three of them, and then an other section. And the other section, and if you've listened to the Unbelievers podcast or the Unbelievable podcast, you kind of get an idea of where I'm going with this. You can leave humorous others to the case files and stuff like that on certain, like the cryptids, aliens, UFOs, kind of the more humorous case files that we do. And some of the serious ones, you can even put in funny, humorous responses if you want and all that stuff. But I'm just putting it out there as a way to get your guys' response on things. And the other is more of like a community thing, to where if there are humorous responses or ones that I kind of want to add into it, then I'll read them possibly on the next week's podcast when we're going over the poll results and all that, to see where everybody kind of landed on that week's case. But this week and possibly next week, I probably won't have a poll, because I'm still trying to figure out how to get one up and where I want to do it. It's either going to be Facebook or Discord possibly. And if I can get my website running up too for this podcast, then I might just put it on there and link to the website on the podcast description. So you guys can just go there, fill out the poll real quick, and it'll just be on the main page every week for each podcast episode. And that's how I'm planning to do it for right now, but things might change depending on how I learn to do it and depending on how regularly or stringent they are with it, because I've heard Facebook's kind of bad with certain groups, stuff like that. So that's why I'm kind of leaning towards Discord, but we'll see what that goes like. And then for the next segment will be the Mythological Minute, and that's where I'll basically... And that's where we'll be taking on a mythological creature, object, weapon, place, person, or event that's taking place in mythology that I find interesting, or any other random ones, because basically how I'm going to be doing it is six boxes ranging in from the different continents, and each mythology is going to be put in a different object or person, place, thing, creature will be put onto a slip of paper, be put in the box, shooken up, and then each week I will pick out certain ones to put on a roulette board and spin it and see which one is chosen randomly each week to get a new mythological creature, object, weapon, place, thing, and basically give you a description on it, any major details about it, and just kind of ranging on how long it'll be. And hopefully they'll be entertaining for you, because I like mythology. I like everything that spans from it. It's always cool to think about that kind of stuff. And with the topics that we're discussing, it kind of fits along in there, especially with the cryptids like I discussed earlier, where they kind of fall in the same category, but I kind of just separate them by like an era type of thing, where certain things were just based in story and no evidence for it. And kind of cryptids nowadays have more evidence to support them. But other than that, let's get into the Mythological Minute. Which, I will just say this in advance, probably on every one of them, pardon my pronunciation of any of the names, I will probably get them so wrong it's unbelievable, and I don't mean to offend anybody's culture or anything like that, so let's get into this week's creature. It is the moon, Moon-i-Vigri. I'll just spell it out, just so if anybody wants to look it up on their own. M-O-O-I-N-G-E-R space V-E-G-G-E-Y. They are from Celtic lore and the Manx people. The name came from the Manx term describing little people or fays. And the description for these are 2 to 3 feet high, wearing red caps, green jackets, and they look kind of like humans. They're often seen on horseback and with little hounds, which is hilarious, each in a different color of the rainbow. And these guys aren't like the Disney type of fairies. These are mischievous, spiteful little beings, more akin to the Grimm fairy tale type of thing, and can only be seen by people of their choosing. But mostly they are on the Isle of Man or the ancient Tumoli region in Wales, and entrap musicians with their songs and try to steal them away. Or women and children have also been encountered in stories being taken from these creatures as well. And then generally they try to bring misfortune to the people that they encounter, or if you're displeasing them, they'll also try to bring misfortune upon you as well. Few cases see them curing people of disease and saving them from the same misfortune that they so caused, but more of the cases land on the misfortune type of thing than being mischievous little creatures. So tips to keep them away or not to please them. To keep them away would be iron or salt. All fae creatures seem to hate these objects, and basically to not displease them, the Manx women would not spin on Saturdays because they didn't like it for some reason. And they would also, when they were baking bread of dough with butter in it, during the churning process, they would take a small piece of it and stick it on the walls and let the little creatures eat on it, and that would be what would please them and keep them from creating misfortune and harm to the people that lived in that town or household. And, well, I'm quite frankly happy I'm not a musician at this point, because I would not like to be taken by these little mischievous creatures, because I've heard bad stories about fae creatures, so. And now that we finished up the mythological minute, I think that concludes the first run of this episode of the Great Journey podcast. So if you're still listening and planning to join us next week, that would be great. And for this first topic, I actually know what the next one's going to be, because sometimes I might not even have the next topic picked out when I'm recording that week's episode. So next episode will be over Dyatlov's Pass. And I picked that one for various reasons, which I will go over in the pre-main topic part of the episode. But basically for that, for this episode at least, that'll be it. Credits for the music, that if I have any, will be in the show notes. And they were all fair use found. And like I said, still currently looking for more music. You can find this podcast at, hopefully if the website's up by now, the Great Journey Pod or greatjourneypodcast.com, at anchor.com, the Great Journey Podcast, and you can always email at the podcast at thegreatjourneypod@aol.com, no capitals and no spaces. And I think that'll be it. And, well, I've been your trail guide, Luke Keesh. And, well, I'll stoke the fire and wait for you guys to get back. See you next time. Catch out from the mighty and high. Ain't no one left for the good to go. No truth in a world full of lies. I run for giving fed it throws from and stumble around. Got all the greed to go back. They're holding the ground. Wash your hands of all the blood, beg, borrow, and stole to keep a good man down. Shake the hands of Holy Ghost, dance along in every coast, share your flesh with
passing shadows on a bed of broken hopes. Make sure to breathe in deeply every bit of sin that your lungs can hold. Welcome all your bastard actions back home. Satan's saints, to the blood in the same God's holy name. We were the heathens to their saints, feeling blood in the same God's holy name. Shake the hands of Holy Ghost, dance along an ivory coast. Share your flesh with passing shadows on a bed of broken hopes. Be sure to breathe in deeply every bit of sin that your lungs can hold. Welcome all your bastard actions back home.